Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I put that snake in his little enclosure, and he wanted O-U-T. He wanted to get
he
out.
He liked the
right
freedom,
away.
Yeah.
Do you ever put him between two pillows?
Yeah. Look, this is my room now, all right? This is my... Hey, that might be... You know what? Really? Because, I mean, the constriction... That's why OnlyFans is OnlyFans. That's the way it goes. And coming
are
in...
Are we allowed to guess number one?
Yeah, you can guess number one.
Oscar, would you like to go first?
I don't know enough about this anymore.
Okay, well, my guess, I think it's
for
pretty...
For number one?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Isn't it Rhea Perlman?
Thank you. Okay. That's all he wanted to do. That's all he wanted to do. He was steering the... He's the conversation steerer. You know, I think for fighting, you go up the scale of casual footwear, I think for fighting... at the very least, a nice pair of Hey Dudes might be appropriate. But better than that, if you're really going to do some fighting, get some athletic wear.
Good. Where do you weigh in on cowboy boots? Not that you should have an opinion.
Never wear cowboy boots in any kind of fight whatsoever. You will blow out your right knee.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, it's a drum that we beat almost every day now in media because we talk about the excessive heat over the entire country.
Right.
I will tell you there... this is nothing new. This has always been the case down in the part of the world that I live in, where you walk out of your home in the morning, first thing in the morning, and you literally walk into a wall. Mm-hmm. It is the most, it's the oddest feeling in the world.
Oppressive.
It's almost better to hang out there for a while, like I do quite a bit. But when you go out into it now, oh my God, first thing in the morning, it hits you in the face. And I just
do you
like
find it
out,
brisk and refreshing?
I find it necessary when Mrs. O'Mara is enjoying one of her rare days off.
Yes.
And is going to get, something done. Nails, hair, whatever. And I am not only responsible for preparing this fine broadcast, but I am also tasked with watching my son and also tending to the animals. And a just a, a re, a request of my oldest dog, my dog Frankie, the Chihuahua. When you
still there, huh?
When you have to defecate, Frankie, we all live in little ticky-tackies down here, and they all look the same, and they're side by side by side. I have taken to now using a very nice section. You guys have seen where I live down here. I've got a little additional land in back of my house. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but enough where I can stand out there with the dogs, and the dogs have been sufficiently trained now, especially Winslow, where he doesn't run off. So I can walk him right out into the backyard and just stand near him, and he will do his business.
No leash required.
No leash required.
That's
great.
He goes
a little too far. I go, no, and he comes right back. It's beautiful. So I don't do the whole interact with the neighbors thing, which is absolutely
what a blessing.
And I don't do the thing where you have to have a dog on a leash, where you're standing there and emasculated by having this tiny animal at the end of a string like an idiot. And I've always said, if aliens came down here, let me see if I've got this right. You take a lesser intelligence and pick their excrement up. Yes, we do.
That's our
Who's
job.
The idiot? But Frankie, please, if you could, and I don't know how he does it. I know why he does it. Carla told me she didn't want to hear this, so I'm bringing the bitch to you and not okay. to...
Yeah, talk to us.
Yeah. So this was my thing. I said, do you know why Frankie decides that he literally wants to defecate all the way across in the backyard of my neighbor? You know why he wants to do that? Because I don't want him to. That's why he does that. And he can't see, he can't hear, he waddles. So I can't, with Winslow, he starts to go over to the neighbor's yard. I go, no. And he turns right around and poops in our yard.
Mike, we were down there recently, March, yes. I believe. And Frankie does not have the wherewithal to play mind games with you anymore. This might have been the case 5 years ago.
Yeah, but he's always done, you know, it's just...
He's contrary.
I hate it. I feel like a peeping Tom when I go into their backyard, and they probably are not even up yet, so it doesn't really matter, but it makes me feel creepy when I... And we don't have a lot of room, as you know, with these homes here, but I feel super creepy as Frankie does his death walk with his ass hanging down where it's just... And Frankie does the crawl. All right. It's not like he stops and do that. He's always done the thing where it's a Chihuahua thing. And God.
Well, only when he's like ready to go. Right.
You got to watch out for predators. I think the leash is necessary these days.
Well, you know what, Oscar, at this particular time, the circle of life might be.
If a condor were to sweep down
from the sky, you mean?
No, yes. from the swamp.
From the crocodile.
Yeah.
There's one predator that, you know. It's been a long time, hasn't it, since I brought him out to play?
Yeah. Well, isn't he telling fortunes?
Let me bring Jake out.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Oh, it's Jake.
I want to show you how big Jake's gotten. Jake's gotten very large.
And the whole family loves Jake, right?
That's why he's in here.
You should let Jake play with Frankie and see what happens.
Oh, that could happen because he is resembling a little bit.
He's a constrictor.
He looks a little bit.
Oh, now I got to fight this big rat.
Remember when Mike calls Planet Animal or whatever and says, I want a nice little rat? Looks like him. But you know where my dad has his place on the Eastern Shore, bald eagles will swoop down and get cats.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think any small dogs are they're susceptible to any sort of pickup. I always see those on not the fake one on online, but
yeah,
the
I remember
one,
that.
Just the tears of that's actually terrifying. Santos I think is a little too big, but who knows.
Well, I mean like I don't know what would get Santos could a crocodile could get him, but nothing from the air, I don't think.
An eagle definitely could pick him up. 50 pounds?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually 40. He's gotten skinnier.
Oh, he's
with all his diet food.
Doing good?
Yeah, that's what the
is
vet
he on
says.
Dogjaro?
No, he's on the gross diet, like nothing appealing about his meals at all. When I take it out of the can, it's like this is garbage. Look, he's gotten bigger.
Oh, he has gotten bigger. Hey, buddy.
Look at this guy. Look at his man. How big can he get?
How low can you go?
It's more thick than big. And he's. I want to stretch.
He has a sickness for the thickness.
Look at him.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? What is that? What is that?
It's something I've heard that landed with me.
Slang.
Thank you, Mac.
That Mac. How about this?
I don't know nothing about that.
Think about if you're going to add value. before you open up that little microphone.
Listen, I had a really nice moment with my guy, Mike. Mac, and I like Mac.
It's hip slang, Mike.
Mike, it's what the kids say. It's
he's your employee, so I understand you can give him crap.
Well, no, there's people that are actually debunking half of what Mac says. You should say this. You should know this on Mac if you follow the TMO fan club.
Yeah, I saw the whole ship thing.
Yeah.
So. I'm still standing by what I said.
Right.
Well, that's good.
You get on the bad side of Trip Affleck. Let me tell you, he's gonna.
He'll use all his Facebook accounts against you.
Oh no!
Yes, he will.
All right, I'm scared.
Make an enemy.
So when you went to fetch him from his terrarium, was he asleep?
I would. Yeah, he was.
So you.
This is his daytime. He's nocturnal. So
right.
He's moving.
He's moving.
Well, he's a showbiz snake. He likes.
He's in great shape.
Now, well, he looks much better than last time.
You non-snake.
When
people,
you would keep him in Michael's office or his
Michael's
his
office,
he looked like he's doing so much better in the garage.
Yeah, he's more active.
He is doing better in the garage. He had his best shed, which means the whole skin came off, and it was it was wonderful.
When's the last time you fed him?
Last week.
So it's probably almost due, isn't he?
Once a week, we like to give him. We found a new. We're paying a little more for the mice, but it's closer.
Spare no expense, Mike.
What are they? Well, no, I mean, are they organic or something?
Saying, oh, they're going to come in Wednesday. Oh, they're going to come in Friday.
So this place always has them in stock.
Are you seeing them? Okay.
Yeah. Sure he's active now.
Look at that.
Very active now.
Wonderful.
They like to hide. They like to just go.
Have you ever let Frankie and him play just out in like maybe the living room?
I think right now he could probably dispatch Frankie pretty
quickly. I like the fact that you said play without quotation marks.
No, if he's insured, then anything's possible.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a ball python that you are looking at right here. He is an albino ball python, which means that's why he's got the a lot of the yellow and the gold. He's on my microphone right now.
And called a ball because that's how they tend to sleep, right?
I think they go up into trees and stuff like that.
But they do, when he's in the terrarium, he kind of balls up, right?
Yeah.
So, and now you're wearing him as a scarf.
Yay.
There he goes. There's a good
Could you
shot
do that
right
all
there.
Show without being distracted?
If he calmed down and he wasn't moving around.
There you go.
They're a constrictor, that's the big difference, too, that I've noticed.
He's going all the way around.
It's going to be curtains. Great video day.
It's a great video day.
Yes.
It really is.
Look at this.
If someone were to just tune in right now, they would swear this is a wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
This is Jake the Snake, baby.
Mike the Snake.
Now this is where he likes to go, and we're not going to let him go. But there he is. He got in there again.
What, in your shirt?
No, he goes.
He gets hooked onto the back of the chair.
That's right. Back of
and they don't stress.
This is where I'm going to go.
They are escape artists, and that's what they like to do. But it's good to take them out if you have one of these pets. It's good to take them out and handle them periodically. Mm. That's very, very healthy. And what I love about him now is that he is so healthy, and his skin is so healthy that it's a pleasure to. Oop! He jumped a little bit. You can't go near their faces because they jump a little bit, and their vision isn't all that great. So
now, if Frankie aware
you're
of him?
You're just fascinated with Jake.
Yeah, we just want to see.
No, actually, it was Oscar's. Oscar's.
I want to see. This is what I'd like to see.
You'd like to see me bring Frankie out here?
I just want to see them.
So you really see a Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom that we.
No, I don't want to see him die.
Look
but
what Jim is doing.
I want to see if. The snake has the IQ, the emotional intelligence to know that Frankie is not well.
That would be a negative.
Okay.
And is Frankie aware of the snake? Is Frankie aware of the snake?
Not really. Not really. Neither dog really pays much attention to him. They really don't have much to do with him.
Well, Winslow doesn't have to, but Frankie, sadly, blind and deaf.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is very sad.
Thank you, Rob.
And sorry for not concentrating on the show.
It's okay, Mike. Can we just do this 5 days?
Concentrate
a week.
On the snake.
It's beautiful.
What? You want the snake to go? Are you bored with the snake? Is that
no? I want to see. I just want to see another
now
animal
you get an
interact
idea
with
how
him.
Big he is, Oscar. Look.
Yeah, I want to see another. That's why I want to see another animal interact with him.
Well, if, I don't
if he,
know
if Frankie
look,
wears him as a sweater. What happens?
If Frankie wears
you
him
like
a sweater,
drape
he
him over Frankie. That's good.
That wouldn't be good. And because I wouldn't be able to probably get him off.
We saw mild constriction when he was around Mike's neck.
Yeah.
If he were to wear him as Frankie was to wear him as an ascot, I think we'd see very definite constriction.
That's good. That's the picture.
That is.
Matt, you take a screenshot of that.
I was going to say, you look almost like royalty.
Yeah.
There we are.
This might be a category.
I am Cleopatra.
Look at it.
There we are.
It's King Mike and Haman.
How about this? This would be the good screenshot.
Is he really smooth on his belly?
Yeah, he's not slimy or anything like that. But he wants the back of that.
My God, you're totally wearing a hat. A snake is a hat.
You really do look like King Tut.
Yeah.
King Tut. Got a condo made of Skona.
This totally looks like a photoshopped AI show.
It does.
This is great. I love
it. There we go. I don't know. Oh, he wants that back of that chair. That's what he wants.
Yeah, he's like, get me off of this human.
Why does he like the chair so much?
Because it's cooler.
It's because he's an escape artist. He's bursting my glasses.
Look at that.
On my nose now.
It's his shelf.
Now you look like a nerdy King Tut.
Yeah. What's that? What's that movie, Falling Down?
Drew Carey's snake wearer. Oh. Oh my God, he's over my eye.
He's
now.
Back. Oh, look at that. He's gonna break your glasses.
This is fine. He's fine. He's mellow. He's calm.
Yeah. Your glasses don't look mellow.
He's all right.
They look like they're about to snap.
Harvey, Harvey. There we are with the snake we've got.
This is unprecedented.
He's going. Oh God. All right. I really have a little Oh, there he is.
There he is. He's there.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
He's there.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Oh, he's thinking of a smoochie. He just gave you a bunch of smoochies.
Yeah, but with Mike with your glasses like that, you look like a stroke victim.
There you go. Much better.
That's nice. Now it looks like a tattoo.
This is just like Mike Tyson. The face tattoo, but you've got the snake tattoo.
Oh, this thing is right. This is when you get like a bacterial infection.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Wonder how you got that first one.
Mike, you're on a crazy amount of antibiotics. You're totally safe.
Yeah, thank you. All right, I'm going to take him back to his terrarium.
Yes.
Have you had enough?
This is wonderful.
I love it.
Did you know there's a new dog flu out there?
Dog flu?
Yeah. It's like kennel cough.
Okay.
But it takes, I guess vets are, it involves a fever, throwing up, and just like this cough that seems like kennel cough.
Wow.
And most vets are misdiagnosing it for kennel cough, and just the dogs is not doing well. And apparently there's this special type of...
you need a med for it?
Antibiotic that's going to get... That kills it, right? But it's a viral infection.
Kills the infection, not the dog.
The infection. And you have to get like the O2 level of the dog run when you go there, the oxygen level, figure out if it's either kennel cough or this dog flu.
I imagine it would spread crazy at those dog parks.
I'm sure it does. That's just the first time I'm hearing about it yesterday where I was like, oh, man.
How's Santos's temperature?
He's fine. But he was puking the summer.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But we took him to the vet. We took him to the vet like four times.
Lower the temperature gauge that we have in the lobby and have him check it out. I think a dog should also be 98.6.
No, but it's not. I don't think. First of all, the scanners in the lobby are not for dogs.
They need
maybe
skin.
I had a dog flu.
A dog flu out there.
All right.
That just is becoming more prevalent. And I just didn't realize that was something that dogs were able to get is the flu.
Sure.
I didn't know that either. How can you tell?
How do you know?
I've heard about it. I mean, dogs get sick.
I know all dogs get sick, but do dogs get the flu?
I don't think it's the same strain as a human gets, but I'm sure that they're mammals. They can get sick. I didn't know there was something running around out there.
Here's what my concern is now, because I do think about reptiles. He is in a very sanitary environment.
Are you having sex with the reptile?
No.
Well, then I don't think we got a Wuhan situation.
No, he just ran his little tail through my eye.
The Wuhan situation.
Yeah.
The Wuhan.
You're creating your own wet market in your crotch.
Yeah. I put that snake in his little enclosure, and he wanted O-U-T. He wanted to get out.
He liked the freedom, yeah.
Do you ever put him between two pillows?
Yeah. Look. This is my room now, all right? This is my... Hey, that might be... You know what? Really? Because, I mean, the constriction. When you put them around your neck, it's like getting a neck massage.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
All those muscles.
I think I'm going home now.
Matt, how are you feeling, sunburn boy? Are you doing okay?
Doing okay. You know what? My stomach got the worst of it, and so literally my stomach hurts right now.
Well, the largest part of your body is.
And also, if you fry something, you want a lot of fat. So
yeah, but that's nothing to do with it. It's surface area.
Yeah, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit better. So getting there and enjoying the healthy glow of the suntan.
Are you putting aloe when you go home at least on?
No, lotion though.
Okay.
What kind?
It's
just jargons.
No, it's Doc Johnson.
What's the one for stretch marks?
I don't know.
Moderna.
He puts analies.
I do.
On his,
and it's
stomach.
A painkiller.
Yeah.
And it's delightful smelling. No,
you should
it's
really be putting aloe on there.
Lubriderm is what I'm using.
Okay, but that's a regular.
Yeah.
I think if you went out and got yourself an aloe, you'd be amazed how.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll cool you.
How it would feel. Do you think you'll do it, Oscar?
No.
I might.
We should.
You know what? Why are you playing? You can't play reverse logic on me.
I don't really care if you do it, but I mean, it's
I
just,
care.
I think it would be. I've dealt
Your lips
with a lot
look
of
better
sun
today.
Thank
down
you.
Here.
They're still kind of white.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, Oscar, with what God gave me.
I have to invoke the memory of Fez Watley and the Ron and Fez show right
yeah.
now.
Yes.
Go, because every time I do this, I'm going to go. Microfiber towel, microfiber towel, microfiber towel.
And also spy report.
No, you didn't have to say spy report.
Well, I think that some people are not intimately familiar with that show, I would guess.
The Ron and Fez show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that show. That was a lot of fun having those guys on the same stage.
Good guys.
But you didn't need to say that part about spy report, okay?
Shut up!
That's it.
Noted.
So you got it on your stomach. Any peeling yet?
Not yet.
Any peeling at all?
Not yet. Which is
keep loading that up with the lotion. And does your wife help you with that at all?
No.
Okay. All right. Is she concerned?
Last night I came home and I said, my stomach hurts. And she said, so I don't have to cook dinner? I said, no. It's not like a digestive thing. It's the fact that the outside hurts because of the sunburn. And she said, oh, yeah, that.
I want to talk about something I want to talk about something that that I experienced down here. And I don't know about people around the country. And by the way, I'm not going one way or the other way. I don't care. You know, we've got listeners of every viewpoint in our audience.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We love them all. Support the Mike O'Mara show. Thank you very much. But anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time knows a lot of our politics and how we feel about it.
We're libs.
And I will tell you.
Well, you and I are.
A lib.
Yeah. He's scared
closet
to tell
white nationalist.
Yeah, he's scared to tell
How can
them.
I even defend that when you say some stuff like that?
No, I see the messages that come in for Rob, and they're all like, hey, did you see DeSantis? Getting traction.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right.
Getting traction.
Let's go out to my
That's how I know it's made up now.
Let's go out to my Young Republicans Club and sit in the sun.
I think this might
R is for red skin.
This might apply to everyone because I now find myself, we're at a football game last night. We're having a conversation, which was going to
be. Was he talking about the Alabama brawl?
That's another one. Alabama yeah. brawl. If you thought we weren't divided enough.
The Alabama
the
riverfront
Alabama.
Brawl.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've never looked at a folding chair the same.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Just ask him which side he thinks he stood on, and then you'll know.
Oscar's referencing the security guard that was on a dock where a cruise ship was coming, a little cruise ship, like a booze cruise ship was coming in, and they wanted to dock at this area that another ship was coming in, and the African-American guy that was working the dock told him in no uncertain terms they couldn't, and they attacked.
He was the co-captain. Can I give you actually some, I think we're oversimplifying what was going on. The boat docked in a place where it wasn't a booze cruise. It was like the city ferry.
It was a public dock.
Yeah. It was a public dock.
Public dock. Yes. When I say public dock, not for people to use. It was a municipal dock.
Correct. So
where
the city ferry.
There was shipping and boats that were.
The city ferry parks there all the time.
They
right?
were supposed to be there a
they were coming
regular
in.
Ferry.
They were right. coming in. This ferry was coming in. These yahoos, they parked in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
On a pontoon boat.
On a pontoon boat. The guy, the co-captain who was on that side had for 45 minutes been on a bullhorn being like, I got to move this thing. The ferry's coming in. Nobody came down. So he unties it to start moving it up the dock.
Right.
To make room for the ferry.
Actually a pretty civil way to handle
it. Yeah, it's not untying it to push it off and so it goes in the middle. That's not appropriate.
Right.
So these yahoos come down.
Obviously alcohol fuel.
Yeah, white guys. And
pontoons usually have blenders on them.
They weren't even on the boat. They were off the boat.
Okay.
So they come down.
Drinking.
They get into the scuffle with this guy. And you're in Montgomery, Alabama. Like, three white guys, four white guys, five white guys fighting a middle-aged or even older black dock worker. Those optics won't fly anywhere, especially not in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yep.
And everybody came, like what I mean, like a 16-year-old jumped off the boat that was on the ferry and swam to the dock and started
to help the Avengers
that united and they assembled and they beat some ass.
Wow.
And there's footage of this.
Yep.
And I'm not, look, violence is not the answer, but let me tell you, when you watch this, you realize there's pictures of the guy, the white guy who got beat up, who started the fight. Literally, he was in such a scuffle, he blew through his Crocs. His Crocs were around his ankles.
Wow.
Blew through his Crocs. You got to do some serious
brawling. So I think that maybe that's the...
There's actually
the Alabama Riverfront Brawler you on, sir, and then they'll tell you. And yeah, if they're like, oh, you know, those pontoon guys weren't doing anything wrong.
In that particular case, I'd move to the other side of the playing
always
field.
Always bet on black is what I say.
I say that if that happens to you, you've made a series of bad decisions. First of all, you bought Crocs.
Not bad for the water, though.
No, they are.
Not good for fighting.
Wish I had them on the river.
Yeah. I think for fighting, you go up the scale of casual footwear. You know, I think for fighting... At the very least, a nice pair of Hey Dudes might be appropriate. But better than that, if you're really going to do some fighting, get some athletic wear on your feet.
You don't want Birkenstocks if you're going to do it.
You don't want Birkenstocks. You don't want sandals of any kind. No. You don't want Reefs. You want a good pair of athletic trainers is what you want on there, or hiking boots, or steel-toed work boots would be really good.
Where do you weigh in on cowboy boots? Not that you should have an opinion.
Never wear cowboy boots in any kind of fight whatsoever. You will blow out your right knee and end up going to the hospital, and the cops will be called, and you will be lying on the ground unable to get up because the top part ain't connected to the bottom part anymore. And then your friend will chase the person into the subway because he is a law enforcement officer, and he will come back and tell you, I have a question, did you hit first? And then you will tell him yes, and then you will go off to the hospital and forever have your body changed so that perhaps you require hip replacement surgery. And by the way, I have never even come close to anything of that kind since then.
Good.
I consider myself a full-fledged pacifist now, and that's the way I want it to be. Now, I should point out, my son is playing a very severe contact sport coming up in the fall. I'll keep you posted.
Dude, so what's your pivot when people start talking about politics you don't agree with? Like, gentlemen.
I'd rather not even get to where... Hey, I'm serious. Yeah. I'd rather not even get there. And I'm going to work on my skills of moving. And it's easily done. It's just like, hey, I have a question. That helmet over there, you can do it on a variety of subjects. Mm-hmm.
How about, hey, look at my wife.
Those are real, you know.
Rob Spiewak with the kicker. Rob Spiewak with the kicker.
Ain't she pretty?
Not store-bought.
What does that mean?
Allegedly. We will take a
cowboy boots.
Yeah, no cowboy. No. For God's sake, no.
1,000 times no.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Liquid IV fans, you know it's the number one powdered hydration brand in America, and it is now available in sugar-free. What is it, the peach? I think that's what I'm drinking today. Hold on.
Peach is awfully good.
Yeah, I'm drinking the sugar-free peach. It's fantastic.
White peach, isn't it?
It's delicious.
Won't win a fight, but
why do you have to make it about that? it uses a proprietary Liquid IV sugar-free hydration multiplier. Uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution. No artificial sweeteners. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Plus, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone. Keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors. White peach, the one I'm drinking right here. Green grape, lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world because Liquid IV has donated 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Folks, down here in my wonderful state today, In certain areas, the heat index will be as follows, 114 degrees.
Oof.
This is the time you need if you are going to be out of doors doing anything in this heat wave that is sweeping the nation. Get yourself some Liquid IV. Be like me and do that. It is wonderful. I love it. I drink it every day. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or better yet, 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout and get your own sugar-free Liquid IV. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
I will build a round table.
I never seen an issue that was so dangerous it couldn't be talked about.
The round table.
All right, Mac, you're going to have a challenge here. I don't expect you to get all of these people, but I think that, you know, if you're fleet of foot,
maybe
you'll get a couple of them, all
sure.
Right? Because we're going to linger on this. What might be dubbed OnlyFans fever kicked off many, many moons ago with actress and model Bella Thorne.
I remember.
Who reportedly made $1 million within 24 hours of settling up her account. Meanwhile, Bella Thorne's OnlyFans page is only number two on the list of top earners, with a handful of celebrities that are hot on her tail.
I get it.
The way that's written. The list goes to show how far this platform has come in relatively little time. And I'll give you now the top earning. I'm not going to give you all 10 because, to be honest, the other 10, I didn't know all of them, but a lot of vowels. They contained a lot of vowels. I'll tell you that. That's all I can tell you about the bottom five. But I'll give you the top five
because okay.
I knew all these people. Number five, Mia Khalifa.
Oh, anybody? Well-known Anyone? Adult film star.
Yes.
Yeah. She's an adult film star.
Well,
was she not an Oppenheimer?
OnlyFans is,
I know,
all adult content.
I understand.
But okay. It doesn't have to be like adult movie content, right? Tyga.
Yeah, Tyga's a guy.
By the way, Mia Khalifa, 30 years old, influencer, media personality, estimated earnings, $6.42 million a month.
If you get
just on OnlyFans.
If you get an OnlyFans page and you're showing his feet pictures, you're not top grossing. If you get an OnlyFans page and you're showing some dong and some intercourse, you're top grossing.
Okay. All right. So you have to have the real deal on.
Yeah.
I think mine would have to be somewhere in the middle.
Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne is a celebrity, so she doesn't have to do all of that.
Right.
Ah, okay, I get you.
Yeah.
All right, I understand what you're saying. Tyga, 33, hip-hop artist, $7.69 million a month. Dad, did you just shut down? We won't be looking at any pictures of anybody.
I don't want him to put adult film stars up, and I think you can do this without pictures.
All right, well, Cardi B does not constitute an adult film star.
No,
absolutely. She is a hip-hop artist, and she estimated earnings $9.43 million a month. She would fall into the category you're describing.
Yeah, celebrity.
Where you don't have to really.
Yeah, I'm a
do
fan.
That much.
You can't go wrong if she's showing. And Cardi B, remember, formerly in her previous life, an exotic dancer.
So, way back when. Way back
yeah,
when.
Yeah, but not
a, in the Bronx, I believe.
Yeah, not a big leap here.
$9.43 million a month.
Yeah,
just to be on.
God,
that
you can
platform.
Do it for just 1 month. And you'd be
the aforementioned
all set.
Bella Thorne comes in at number two.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She is an actress, model, not a bad actress, too. She is a singer. She is an influencer. Her estimated earnings are $11 million.
First mover
per
advantage.
Month.
She took $20 from me for a month. I checked it out.
Yeah.
And there's something, look, not just being a celebrity, but Bella Thorne has a certain magnetism.
Correct.
That I think draws people in.
Yeah, but for like. I don't know. Your level of interest, $20 a month is too much for what you're getting.
That's why they make the money that they're making.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people out there that, that's why OnlyFans is OnlyFans. That's the way it goes. And coming
Are we allowed to guess number one?
Yeah, you can guess number one.
Oscar, would you like to go first?
My level of, and my libido, of perversion and libido.
Did you have a picture of Bella Thorne, or is it too difficult? Are you going to violate Oscar's standards?
No, I had one up there earlier.
He had it up on the screen.
Oh, you did? Okay, can I see that again? Can I see
that
picture of Bella Thorne? Because I always forget what she looks like. I really do. I've seen her in movies before. But
So you're excusing yourself from the guessing?
No, I just don't know enough about this anymore.
She looks a little like Keira Knightley.
I just don't know enough about
okay,
it.
Okay, well, my guess, I think it's
for
pretty,
number one?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Isn't it Rhea Perlman?
Thank you. Okay. That's all he wanted to do. Yes. That's all he wanted to do. He was steering the con. He's the conversation steerer. That's,
steerer.
That's what he wanted to do.
I can't even name somebody that I think would be number
this
one.
This is a mega star. This is a person everybody knows. This is a household name.
Oh, shit.
Meryl Streep.
It's the,
not Meryl Streep. Is it Denise Richards? Because I know Denise Richards does one.
No, it is not. This is a model, reality TV star, socialite, influencer. I know that doesn't do you much good because everybody
who
seems
is
to
she
be
a
there.
Housewife?
No.
Okay.
No, she is not. I do not believe she is.
Carmen Electra?
No, but you're close.
Oh, man.
This person is out. There's always stories about her romance, her romantic activities. I think she has been linked to multiple music artists.
Jenny McCarthy?
No, Jenny McCarthy, really?
Palmer Electra, Jenny McCarthy, same era.
Same era, you said close, yeah.
Hold on, multiple music
back
artists.
Back in the era when Rob was still sexually active.
Yeah, that brief period.
Multiple music, this is pop culture, so I could probably guess this. So multiple music artists, there is...
And she's a two-named person.
Oh, is it the Kat Van...
Well, that'd
no.
be a three-named person.
Kat Von D or
something
like that.
Something like that, yeah. That right? Mm-hmm. Oh, who's married to Pamela Anderson? No,
it wouldn't be her.
I want to say there may have been some WWE
interaction.
Stacey Keibler.
No, it's not Stacey.
I'd pay for that.
Great crackers.
Stacey Keibler would probably be.
Yeah, get in line.
Stacey Keibler probably be what? Yeah. Mid-40s now? Probably.
Well, yeah, probably.
I know the breakup with George Clooney was tough, but she bounced back. I think she's married to some tech entrepreneur.
Mac, can you put up a picture of Stacey Keibler?
Yeah, that's
I know
fine.
We're working
that's
you to the bone
that's
today.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike McIntosh doing a fantastic job today. Thank you very much. Yes. Nice, polite. Where's the golf applause? Get him the golf applause. Where is it? It's down here. Do you know how to run that stuff, Michael? Do they teach you that?
Diva
here, for
wrestler
the love of God?
Trish Stratus.
No.
Great guess.
No.
All right. Here's your last hint.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Her last name is a country. It's not spelled the same, but it's a country.
Oh, my God.
Jenny Hungry.
He wins. He wins.
Took his, it's Blak China.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Married to Rob, at one point, married to Rob Kardashian. They have a child.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're estranged as of the lawsuit. So
well, she doesn't have anything to worry about. She is 35, and she is pulling in, gentlemen. $20 million a month.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that's stimulus. You spend money on anything.
That's a lot of money.
Self-stimulus.
And, speaking of spending money, preseason, a rush of action is still to come leading up to September's kickoff in the NFL. But as of now, would you like to know who the money is? Big money coming into the sports book for this season.
All right, you're saying, I'm sorry.
Big money coming in.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I'm not telling you who's going to win. I'm talking about where's all the money being bet on a particular. There's
the
tons
Jets.
Of money coming in on
the Jets.
Oscar with the win.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well done.
Because the Aaron Rodgers.
Is fantastic. Yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers effect. They can actually be a team.
Only worst record in the NFL over the past five seasons. The record 24-58. They have been a drain on bettors, too. No team covered the spread in fewer games than the Jets.
Wow. J-E-T-S,
over the
Jets.
Five seasons, yet a chunk of the betting public absolutely loves them. Let me see. At online sportsbook PointsBet, more bets and more money have been staked on the Jets to win the Super Bowl than any other team.
Are you going to get in on it?
The Jets are tied. What's that?
Are you going to get in on it?
No. The Jets are tied with Cincinnati. At 12% of the total amount wagered on DraftKings, Super Bowl market as of Tuesday. The DraftKings Super Bowl market. And at the Borgata in Atlantic City, there are more bets on the Jets. Well, that's Atlantic City. Jets!
Yeah, I will go down there and lay some money on the Jets.
At the Borgata Sportsbook, more money bet on the Jets to win the AFC East than on the other teams combined.
Meanwhile, here in D.C., there is a popular petition to take the Commanders and go back to their previous name.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Rosenhaus was Santana Moss's agent,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken. And he has a great story, Santana Moss does, about Drew and getting on the private jet going to New York because he was drafted by the New York Jets from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
$5 million contract. And like the first thing they start talking about on the plane is, okay, this is what you're going to, like, it's financials. It's like, okay, this is what you signed for.
And Tana, as a
young man in his 20s, he's like, oh, man. He's like, in his mind, he's like, I'm going to buy X, Y, and Z.
Sure. Right, and anybody his age.
Yeah, he wants to buy a car for his dad. He wants to buy his parents a house. Like, he's like laying all this out to Drew. And Drew's like, okay, we've talked about this, but let me clarify with the real numbers now. And he starts going through the lines of what he's actually going to get after.
He pulled a Santana on him.
The luxury tax.
Yeah.
He pulled a Santana.
Back to reality.
Oscar,
by the way,
I'm 300 years older than Oscar, but Oscar has conversations with me like this. Monthly.
Yeah. It's
well, we can do blah, blah, blah. Mike, you're not looking at the reality of the city. But we could, especially, and I want a leopard chair, and I want that, you know, it just goes
Mike,
on and
it's
on.
A theorem called the Oscar Santana Moss theorem.
So he goes through all the details about you can't go out and do that.
So he added up everything he wanted to buy and said, this is what you're going to get out of your guaranteed dollars. This is how much you're going to have to essentially spend, and this is what we have to put away. Uh-huh. And he said, while he didn't appreciate the buzzkill, it really refocused his priorities on playing to the next contract. Because keeping himself healthy. Yes.
Yeah.
Spending his money on training in the offseason and all that good stuff.
And wellness.
And you hear about athletes all the time that blew it. So I think it's one of the biggest tragedies I'll ever hear about when you hear about, I was watching a YouTube video on it the other night, about these athletes that have squandered what they have.
Yes.
And,
yeah, but look, it didn't stop him later on. He was sucked into that... That flim flam man out of DC that like completely burned a ton of Washington Commanders and stole their fortunes.
Ponzi stuff, right?
Yeah, it was terrible. But in his early days, and Tana was able to build back up. But for someone in their 20s to say that they just signed for $5 million or whatever it was, going to the Jets, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because it's the hype that was surrounded around the Jets reminded me of the hype that was surrounded around that time when that draft when Tana was drafted.
Is it?
But when you have a powerhouse quarterback that you see in the preseason, like making changes right away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can't help but be excited for him.
When I got one of my first very big contracts in Washington, D.C., I actually, one of the very first priorities was to go out into the suburbs of Washington and from the ground up, build a really, really nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Some might even call it a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful house. When I go back and I look at the numbers from those days, the more realistic play for me would have been to rent a room at the Breezeway Motel.
Shorter commute. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Much shorter commute.
Yeah.
Closer to the Mickey D's.
When you were wealthy, you'd walk. I remember you said you got into your trousers and your full suit into the pool. And mm-hmm. you told the pool man, it's just not warm enough. Get me a new heater.
No, there was a leak in the plaster, and it was coming through. No, it was. You make it worse. You make it worse than it was. That's
the
when
way
they,
I remember it, Mike.
They hadn't done the install.
No,
right.
No. What I remember is you complaining that the water wasn't blue enough.
No. There was brown muck coming through the plaster. F both of you guys.
You said this would be iridescent. There's nothing iridescent about this.
The letters
this
on my name.
This is not Azure.
By the way, the letters on my name are too close together at the bottom of the pool.
I wanted a big O, small M with an apostrophe.
With a lovely tile microphone right there. Maitre D. All right, we're going to wrap things up today with this. This is right in your backyard. I'm not sure whether you fellas heard about this.
Yeah.
Two bikini-clad women are wanted after they allegedly spat and spat at and bit passengers on a bus in a popular Maryland beach destination. The scantily clad suspects there, they...
Oh, pretty.
Lovely. The scantily clad suspects were seen in photos released by authorities of the attack on Saturday evening on a public
transportation bus in Ocean City.
Can I point out a few things from the photo, Mike?
Go right ahead, Rob.
I credit Mac. Barefoot here on a bus is not a good policy.
Yeah, but you're at the beach. I give him a pass.
Okay. The Michelob Ultra on the bus, not a good policy.
Oh, they can't.
Surprised they let you on.
Yeah. The tucking the cell phone into your bikini bottom, not a good policy.
They don't have pockets.
And also, what's with her teeth?
That's tough.
Oh, they're little. I wonder if she is the biter? I'm not sure if she's the biter.
She looks like they've been sharpened recently.
The spitting.
The female in the white bathing suit. That's the one on the right. They were spit on.
Okay.
One victim was bit by the female in the green bathing suit, according to Ocean City Police.
That's her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, the Ocean City Police press conference had to be delayed because they were all at a back to school night with their parents.
I'm surprised they had time to get on the bus between tattooings.
You see, Ocean City police officers are very young, very, very young.
We're talking small.
They're little guys. At least they were back in the day.
Yeah, in the day, on their bicycles.
Let's see. The women in the green sweat. There's another woman in the background who was smiling. We don't have a picture of her. Let's see. The suspects were last seen about 6 p.m. Saturday night. On the 10 block of 131st Street, that's like right up in the main drag area.
Yeah, if I were the cops, I'd look at the dough roller.
Amy?
Oh, I'd love some dough roller.
Dough roller.
I'm so hungry.
Be good.
Fried Jesus dough Christ. Right now. Or a big stack of blueberry pancakes.
Can you get a picture of the dough roller up there? Doesn't the dough roller make pizza?
Dough roller does make pizza.
Is a pizza joint.
I would totally
But they do
take
breakfast, too. They do breakfast as well.
Do they do donuts?
I don't know if they do donuts.
The guy I had on last week, Rob, remember the guy from FK Your Diet?
Yeah.
Doug. If you go in there, they make Doug nuts. Not donuts, Doug nuts.
Oh.
And they are the cinnamon sugar donuts,
Mike,
and they have caramel
have
sauce on them.
You know that.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, the dough roller.
Yes. And it does feature pizza, but I do believe I've had breakfast there. And
is it right on the boardwalk?
Just off the boardwalk.
Just off the boardwalk.
Mac, you're closest to the... To the Delmarva from your family has a house in Rehoboth, correct?
Yeah, Lewis, which is right next to you.
And you love to go up there to eat, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you a dough roller guy?
I've never been.
Oh.
I've not gone to Ocean City in like 10 years.
What is your go-to beach place?
Beach place?
The CVS drugstore.
So at Rehoboth, like...
Sheets.
There's a place called Obie's by the Sea.
Oh.
Which just great.
It's owned by Dan O'Brien.
No, it's a Star Wars themed place. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What do they have there that you love?
It's just
you will have. Seafood. They have crab cakes. Just shrimp. A really good shrimp. And
they have Pepsi facility or a Coke facility?
I'm pretty sure Coke.
Nice.
Right. Like last time I had there was a crab grilled cheese.
Crab grilled cheese.
That's a great way to get rid of yesterday's crab.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
I'll take it.
Yum.
What's the most decadent thing you ate when you were at in Rehoboth?
Crab legs.
Nice.
Lots of butter?
Let's see. They were seen 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Anyone who can identify, they have been identified, by the way.
That's good.
Yeah, that's an update to the story. They've been identified, so I don't need to give you the Ocean City phone number where the person that answered it will say, "Hello, sir."
Well, the Ocean City, look, 20 years ago, we would do, senior week there.
Mm-hmm. Was it senior week or senior week?
Senior week.
Okay.
The bus is full of drunks.
Yes.
Have you been on the bus in Ocean City?
A zillion times.
Oh, okay. I never did that.
That's how you get to, you don't drunk drive around.
I was a grown-up by the time. First time I went to Ocean City, I was a grown-up.
Actually, even as adults, I remember seeing families on there. That's just how you get around, right?
I suppose. I've always driven there. I didn't go until I was older, too. So.
Oh,
remember Boardwalk Elvis? Remember that guy?
Yes, Norman,
he's
Mike.
He's passed, hasn't
he? Yeah, he has passed.
Much nicer now these days, I heard.
Right. And then at Atlantic City Beach, there was a guy with, I think, no arms and no legs that wheeled along and played the piano with his, nose.
You know what they're trying to gatekeep? All these, because as you know, Mike, during the pandemic,
you take that down now, Mac. I think they've been suitably.
Everybody dumb. Wrote.
Wasn't the guy with no arms and no legs? Wasn't his name Bob?
Thank you.
Arch. Everybody with no money was buying beach houses, and I'm sorry, with money. People with no money weren't buying beach houses. People with money were buying beach houses in the pandemic.
Maybe. Yes,
second homes or Airbnb. They're Cape May. New Jersey, which I thought
beautiful architecture.
I thought
Cape
it was
May.
Trashy.
No,
I was wrong.
It's not.
Apparently, they're trying to stop people from buying, They want to gatekeep it. They want to hide it from people.
Thousands of houses that all look like the Addams Family house.
I heard it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous.
Did you know
One
that?
Word for both of you boys. Snooky. Okay?
Okay.
She's Snooky. Not from Cape May, though.
No.
Okay? I don't know. I don't know the whole
Have you ever been? I took a ferry there once.
I'm not a beachy kind of guy.
Yeah, I've been on that ferry.
I don't like the beach. I've never liked the beach.
I grew
the
up going to the
nasty.
Beach and where they actually did the Jersey Shore, Seaside Heights and Seaside Park. Yeah, that's where my dad grew up going there, too.
Seaside that's where you burned your stomach up there, too, right?
Absolutely. Well, no, they'd just bury me. Nature's sunscreen.
Hide him.
Hide him. Or the great Louis Anderson joke, you know.
Hurry up, he's dying.
Push him back.
Push him back. We can save him.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, got a couple of things today. I want to talk to Oscar about a dead zone in his backyard.
Oh, dear.
We'll be right back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so hot.
How hot is it?
It's so hot, Mike's clear rear is now shooting Slurpee. So it's time to focus on your
face.
And DermGlow has everything in one place. DermGlow has everything you guys need. Hey, thanks for the SunGuard purchases. A lot of you are buying that, and you know what? I swear by it. I use it every single day, and I hope you love it as much as I do. Thanks for supporting DermGlowSkin.com. We appreciate that.
They're here.
They've got everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine, and lots of it's on sale. Don't miss out on SunGuard. It's DermGlow's number one selling sunscreen. Don't be dumb like Rob.
Thank you.
Protect yourself with DermGlow. Rob wrote that himself.
Who writes that crap?
Enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from DermGlow. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today and tell them that American songster Neil Diamond sent you. Tribute show down here. They got a big tribute show that somebody went to.
I bet it's great. Lots of hits.
I wouldn't be at a Neil Diamond tribute show.
I wouldn't be at a Neil Diamond show.
anyway, do you know that Neil Diamond's real name is Neil Diamond?
How about that?
Isn't that great? True. And he loves DermGlow.
Yes.
Because it helps him maintain his youthfulness. You'll never need a chemical peel if you use DermGlow just like Neil. Some restrictions apply. Check your local listings. Void in Cincinnati. So Oscar.
Yes.
Oscar rolls in. And by the way, an alarm goes off every time when we do a morning taping when Oscar arrives. And this is what it says.
Right on time. Let us begin.
There we go.
Better
That's
than
what
most
we do.
Times.
Each he did very well today.
Stop that. Don't enable. All right?
Mike, you weren't ready for 30 minutes. What are we waiting for? You were like on your computer the whole time.
We were talking.
This is not what this segment is about, kids.
I don't want to hear it. Right, in the afternoons, we don't start till later.
Right on time. Let us begin.
That's beautiful. Just,
I like any excuse to play that. That's wonderful. All right.
We're done for. We're done diddly done for. We're done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly.
All right. So Oscar said he comes walking in. The first words I was about. I've dealt with dead birds.
Yes. It's actually pretty sad.
Sad.
And it bummed me out. I'm not very squeamish. My wife is. She gets the heebie-jeebies, and it wrecks her for like at least a couple hours. The last 2 weeks, Mike, we've had like terrible storms come through the mid-Atlantic.
I've read about
tornadoes
them, yes.
In the Westminster area.
Hail the size of golf balls.
This is the first year I've actually felt like we're going the wrong direction with global warming. I thought we were doing better.
You really, really you prayers, thought that?
Since you bring it up, prayers to the people of Maui. I know it's a small group out there, but Lahaina, a place my sister just got back from. I was there years ago, and absolutely one of the best touristy little towns.
Mm.
And the wildfires on Maui have devastated the town, the entire town.
Wow.
Of,
I was there as well a couple years ago. Fox, Dominic Foxworth just got back from Maui.
You know how beautiful it is, right,
yeah, it's
Oscar?
Gorgeous. Absolutely
just
gorgeous.
Just wiped out. Just I mean, that came down the mountain and wildfires. Just
surreal.
Absolutely horrible.
The level of storms that came through. I didn't send you all pictures because I was like, they're not going to care. This is all local stuff. There are trees in Northwest DC or like right in the DC area that have been there for hundreds of years that were blown over.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that most times when storms come through, birds, animals, they find shelter like in natural place.
Right.
Somehow these last two storms, and I can see from our security camera, cause I found the footage. It's actually, it was so sad that I deleted it because there's no need to play it. And, we have a little alcove or a sallyway in our little space, in Georgetown where there's an outdoor ceiling fan that we use to circulate the air. Or else it just gets stagnant.
Okay.
And it's been there for 4 to 5, let's say 3 years tops for the 5 years I've lived in the house. And this is the first year that the storms were so bad that birds were seeking shelter in our little alcove and they've been hit by the fan. Two of them. I just realized that today.
They actually come, you know, they swoop come into in a narrow out of the area. Storm,
and the fan gets them and kills them.
Wow.
So,
what kind of birds are we talking about?
They're a little larger than, I'm not sure what type of birds.
Condors.
Sparrows. Like, but a good, like, I picked it up. There was heft on the shovel when I picked them up, right? So,
maybe those, like, crow type
no
things.
No crows. They weren't black. They had a little coloring on them. I felt bad.
Could
they
it be like a catbird or a blue
probably
jay?
Starlings. Probably
starlings. Starlings sounds appropriate. I can look it up.
Walt.
But
does it ever stop with you, Shecky? Does it ever stop?
Well, you got to laugh.
Walt Starling is a traffic reporter who passed away.
Yes.
Who used to do local radio traffic.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Father of Allison Starling, who's currently on the air.
Oh, I know Allison.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, yeah, like a starling. That's perfect. A starling is
you
perfect.
You nailed it, Mike.
Done. Okay. I didn't know you were a bird guy.
Very. I am a bird guy. I like to identify birds. I do.
Well,
I do
this guy was a fat starling. And they both went down, and I've looked at the footage on our security cam, and yeah, you see like the bird swooping in out of the storm, and then
because it's so nasty out.
It's so nasty out. We've turned off the fan. Just not gonna. I don't want to kill birds anymore. But I don't. Like I just. I don't know what force it takes for after four years of this fan going on a constant basis outside.
Right.
This finally getting them.
Look, I think that it is, I think when you were gone last week, Oscar, Rob, is that when we talked about that special paint being developed for reflecting
into deep space? Super white paint that
we had an amazing story last week about this reflective paint. I was thinking about this as I was sitting in 96 degree heat as the sun was going down at my son's practice, which is run very well. The kids are very hydrated. They are given frequent water breaks, and they know what they're doing. And my worries about that are.
Did anybody get dipped?
We are going to. This is my prediction for you. We are there as far as the global warming situation. I don't care who caused it. I don't care what it. It's here. It's there. Hottest July in history.
Correct.
That we have just come out of. I think what you're going to see ultimately, Oscar, is that. Innovation, we are going to need to innovate our way out of this because it's here, it's only going to get worse, and I'm not talking about the storms, which I deal with down here in Florida. I'm just talking about all of this stuff, the intensity of a regular thunderstorm. Yep. There used to be, you know, once every couple of years, you get a microburst that would be severe. Now it's every year everywhere.
Yep.
You get the bigger storms now when they hit. Thank you, Saharan dust, at least for now, keeping us safe down here. And then more than anything else, fires. Wildfires are the numero uno right now.
I think this is going to translate. Michael Corleone, who lives in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Buddy of yours.
Yeah, he sent me this just this past Friday from a weather report. This is off the TV, so I'm not sure, but you'll hear it real quick. This is from Arizona. So they don't even talk about the forecast. There's nothing nice.
There's nothing nice about the forecast. Nice. We're gonna move on.
Yes,
that's all there is to it. Right?
They can move on. Talk about lottery.
How many hundred? Like I just don't remember seeing this like this.
Uh-huh.
Like 110, 115, like over a month of this type of weather.
114 and 108 where I live.
Yes.
108 to 109 today. Heat index where I live. 114. I'm not on the links today. That's what I would be out in if I was going down to deal with that. And I go out in it. I would go out in it if I was playing today. And we have systems that, you know, cold towel, yeah,
but
water,
how
water
long
everywhere.
Can this sustain?
And keep getting worse.
We're in the beginning of August.
I know.
This is nuts. This is nuts. But hopeful, when I had that story about reflective paint, white paint that is used in a way, and it absolutely reflects the sun's heat.
Yeah.
And it might be something. I think there are going to be other innovations. There have to be. We can't continue. By the way, arguably, the scientists are saying it got here a little faster than they expected.
Right.
It's here now. Probably not going to go in the other direction. Something's got to be done now. My question to both of you, Oscar, when do you... You are looking at that. I was so glad you said that with the intensity of the storms. Yes. Now we got to start thinking about it. How long before, and really, we're such mallet heads in this world. Mm-hmm. How long before, really, collectively, we as a people say, this is job one. This is job one, or we're going to die. How long do you think before it becomes such a number one news story that somebody...
I think it's affecting the economy now, and I just
it's affecting
you,
the economy. I'm talking about the average person.
No, it's going to affect the average person, and they're going to start caring when people they know start dying.
No,
when it bites them on the ass.
I agree with you.
I think we'll be pushed out. The amount of people that are moving out of the Phoenix and Florida area because of this heat wave, at least that we're tracking.
Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, is pretty high.
Really?
Because they're just they're not going to be
building boom down where
they're not going to be able. No, I'm just saying, like, eventually there's going to be I guess my logic is that people are moving for various reasons. So I can't just say it's for the environment. People are moving because people are asking them to come back to work. So a lot of people from Silicon Valley that moved to the Phoenix area, Scottsdale area, are saying now you got to come back to the office. They either are keeping their homes, renting their homes, or moving completely away. But for the same reasons people are snowbirds, they go down for the warm weather. I think people will eventually start moving north because they want to avoid the warm weather overall.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be warmer up north.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, I said this a long time ago when I moved down here. Oh, my God, the summers down there. Check your summers in D.C.
The summers are, this is the thing, the summers are fine heat-wise. The storms are the problem.
Storms are the problem.
Yeah,
right now, that has been the story of this summer. Right now is actually an amazingly pleasant day here. But
I got my today 94. Oh my God, we're getting a break tomorrow.
What is it?
I can't believe it's going to be 92.
Oh, Mike, get a parka.
But I think people are seeing that now. It's starting to affect most of the country, people are starting to think about it.
I think the actual idea of, look, we're still going to probably stay the course with things like
you're
carbon emissions
Florida.
And all that. But I think the innovation for dealing with this, where we do something to mitigate this warming, has to be done.
I agree. And don't look to people to change their behavior because people are stupid.
I think you're right. Maybe it's this room temperature fusion that they've come up with.
What's that? I haven't heard of that one.
That's a broader conversation.
The superconductor.
Okay. The superconductor, yeah.
Oh, the superconductor. Oh. $1 million. Because I'm stupid like everybody else. That's the way I do it, ladies and gentlemen, all the time. But it doesn't matter. None of this matters when you have a man who is uncomfortable with where he lives. A man who has lived blissfully in one part of the world, and now something is amiss.
It's horrible.
That man, Spiewak, when we come back. How was that for a tease, Rob?
Nice. I like it.
I did that. That's what we call the perfect setup. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. I get to take mine out.
Nice. Take it out.
All right. Are you still using the same old wallet? If you are, shame on you. By the way, note the billfold that I have. Look at that stack.
Nice.
Look at that stack.
Wonderful.
Huh? You know what that is? That's an 81 right there, baby. That's two skins and the team win all day yesterday. That is a windfall of $55 American for your boy yesterday with a 37 on the front nine. Yes,
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's back and better than ever. I won't show the fact that I shot 84 on them.
I'm curious, when they paid you, did the bills singe on the edges?
Here's your Groove Life wallet right there. You flip it right out and then put them back in. It's that easy, ladies and gentlemen. It really is.
Does anybody ever Venmo you on the court? On the
loop? No,
the court.
It's cash. We're old men. Are you still using the same wallet from 2003? You got to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet, sleek, low profile, aluminum, engineered for everyday use. By the way, I've been using the heck out of this thing. It holds
it
up.
It is cool.
Because it's made like a tank. All right? One thumb motion. Perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access. And it comes with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Go. Mm. Rob's showing you that attached to his phone. It attaches to the 12, the 13, the 14, or your other Groove Wallet using innovative micro suction.
Ta-da! It's that easy. It's that easy right there.
It gives you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim, you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there. And don't forget, and by the way, front pocket better for pickpockets.
Yeah, pickpockets hate a front pocket.
Groove Life makes the best belts in the world as well. The only ones I wear. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you're going to find. But you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. I went to the website after I'd used the initial 20% off, and of course, it's the initial offer. And I was so nostalgic about that incredible deal.
What you
I
do
got
is you
the
buy
first time I went to
you
Groove Life.
Buy big the first time.
Yes, okay,
you stack.
Rob.
Yes,
there you go.
Mike,
Rob's selling corn.
Do you see the Atencion pickpocket videos now on your feed? Now that we've talked about it,
no,
it'll take
I don't.
Another 10 minutes.
They're so prolific. These people are all vigilantes, and they're yelling Atencion pickpocket.
Really?
And they're catching these guys and girls trying to steal people's wallets and purses.
Are they doing the old bait and switch where somebody bumps into somebody and
It's the sweatshirt over the arm that looks like you're kind of cold, but you're actually putting your hand through the sweatshirt.
Ah, or maybe down out the bottom part of
so
it.
So it's a one-person operation?
That's usually a team
two. It's team because you bump, grab, and go. Yes. Yeah.
Well, if I can invoke a little musical theater for you right now.
Yes.
I'll go the full day with it. I'll actually set it all up with a little reverb because that's the way I roll.
That's how you
and gentlemen.
I love
okay.
it.
Okay. Here we go. Let me go.
Hold on. Check 1 2 1 2 1 2. You got to pick a pocket or two, boy. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
The great Mike O'Mara as Ron Moody as Fagin
and
Oliver.
Oh,
Oliver.
Okay. I got it.
All right, so we got a boy here that's not happy with his county.
No, very unhappy.
Rob Spiewak, resident of Leesburg. Hold on, my wife is calling me. Let me see what's going on. I'm sorry, Rob.
That's all right.
I apologize. What?
Wow. I just wanted to let you know I called in our prescriptions.
Well, that's good, but I'm on the air now. You know that, right?
Well, you should have been done 10 minutes ago.
We started a little late,
Oh,
I know it's
snap.
Not my fault, but
how about just not answer?
It is not my fault. It is that we just did a nice commercial for your business.
How dare you?
She can't hear me.
She will.
SunGard rocks. Okay, get off the phone. Thank you. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Right. There's a conversation with an old man married to a young woman. I called in your prescription.
I'm at work. Bye.
All right, Rob, so what do you hate about the county you live in?
All right, just a brief 30-second background so people will understand.
All right.
When they built Dulles Airport, which is outside of Washington, D.C., but it is the big airport for the Washington, D.C. area, it's about 30 miles outside the city. So they built something called the Dulles Toll Road, which gives direct access to the airport.
It's where you flipped your car.
Exactly.
Yes.
Precisely. Okay. Some years ago, they added an extension that goes past the airport out to where I live.
The Greenway.
The Greenway. And
I know these roads. I've traveled these roads.
This is a toll road. This is a privately owned toll road.
Yep.
This is an expensive toll road.
How much to ride on it?
Right now, Mike, it is off-peak hours, $5.25, $5.25.
Nah, it's Starbucks. order.
But
Oscar defending big money.
Yeah,
someone had to pay for it.
It could be government or big business. It
have fun
matter.
Without paying that $5.80. And
it's
you know
Starbucks
what?
Order.
It's like when you're driving in and you can take 66 Route 66 straight into the city. But yeah, today it's going to cost you $20.50.
If you want to go in the high, yeah, I mean, it's speed lanes.
It's flex.
It flexes. Yeah, yeah.
You can pay up $20.
It's 20. I've seen it as 30 too. Yeah. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's horrendous. Horrendous. Wow.
Well, parking's 14. Take Metro.
You do.
I try to avoid the Greenway, but my mom sent me this heartbreaking email from the county.
I love the Greenway, by the way.
It's a
love
beautiful
it.
Thing if love you're not it. Having to pay for it. They're having a and what they call an evidentiary hearing.
Uh-oh.
In January of 2024 to raise prices from the already high of $5.25 to $6.40 during peak hours. From $5.80 to $8.10.
You know when I use the Greenway?
When?
A lot. When I'd be out, heading out to the bad place. Just to zip,
oh,
out,
yeah,
right
zip
there.
Out. It's a marvelous concept, but should they be raising their rates by 40%?
Well, you got to adjust for inflation.
Well, I don't know about that. They're saying they're having to do it because use of the Greenway.
Why don't you go to the evidentiary?
Yeah,
hearing?
why don't you take a stand?
I
why
will.
Don't you, yeah, you know what? The whole thing I'm reading now about people getting involved in local government.
It's important.
You have a good gift of
gab.
Oh,
my God.
You
could
run for
totally
office.
Scam people to vote for you.
I should run?
Yes.
Mike is just telling me to go to the hearing. You want
no,
me to
I
be in office.
I want you to run.
You could speak
you
at the
great
hearing.
I would.
Though.
I would
you
do that.
You could run on a platform.
But it's
you work
January.
Downtown. It's perfect for you.
It's a January meeting, and I promise
just
you I will
alone,
attend.
Just on name alone, people would vote for you.
I mm-hmm. suppose you're right.
If you were going to run for any local office, is there any office that appeals to you?
Local
any
dog
particular
catcher.
Office. Local. Now it can be state senator, state representative.
Let's look at what's up.
I grass. Would like to be the mayor of Leesburg.
Let's be honest.
Right. Of course.
You can barely run your own life.
Sash
yeah,
and
you,
a
can
top
all,
hat.
You can only
no,
run
no,
your,
no, no, right. There's no top hat.
You have,
like the
you have limited operational efficiency. Like you need a place where people aren't going to really notice you, but you're in power. Somehow.
Okay.
County commissioner.
County commissioner would be good. State
does,
senator would be great.
What does the county commissioner do?
The county
he
commissioner.
He
I
does.
Can explain
for
it
the
to
county.
You because I was aware of this when I lived in Prince William County, Virginia.
We're
what did you say, Rob?
He said, what does the county commissioner do? And he
I
says,
heard that.
He commissions, and I said, for the county.
Right. Let me tell you what he does. All right.
Yes.
So the county commissioner. Prior to getting into office, Oscar,
yes.
What he does is he goes to cocktail parties with very well-heeled individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And those individuals say, I have a project in mind, and I'm thinking about building it in this massive area of land.
Yes.
But the people that are granting permits for that land are being very problematic.
Yes.
I would love to support your county commissionerdom and perhaps give you a taste of this plot of land as an
I
investment.
I think that's illegal.
And then it's totally done.
It's
it
done all the
done.
Time. Yeah.
That's what
county about this? Okay, here
do.
We go. You could be on a board, Rob.
Can I interrupt for just a second?
Yes.
Please.
You want to really do a dive? You'd be good at this. Do a dive sometimes, Oscar, on any county commission in the United States
okay.
and just randomly have them spit out a few bios. And you know what you're going to find? Construction
developers.
And real estate.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what you're
well,
going to find.
We could change
find.
That with podcasting.
We could.
What about airport commissioner?
No, I don't think I'd like that.
Why?
There's so much going on at an airport.
Oh, God. There's the work ethic right
work.
There, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, no, but if you screw up, you don't cross a T, you don't dot an I, a plane crashes, I don't want that on me.
No, I don't think that would be you.
No,
that
you're just talking
that's
about
operations.
The zoning.
Okay, right. Well, I could do that then. I can do zoning. And
yeah,
I'm pro-
get rid of those, mobile terminals, you know?
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. Scratch Mike. Airport Commission.
Oh, you got one.
Commission on Public Art in Leesburg.
See, I could absolutely do that.
Right.
And my daughter would be a great advisor on my board.
That's when they'd have a protest on the streets of Leesburg say, how many of these shows do we go to where they feature dogs playing poker?
By the way, people of Leesburg, I'm pro-education,
yes.
Anti-litter.
There it is. Anti-litter. That's good. That's a good old one. That's
yes.
Good. Very timely.
Thank you.
Very, very, very timely. And let's build a railroad. Anyway, we'll take a break.
They took the railroad away. I'm bringing it back.
Say bring no to litter bugs.
Yeah, we'll come back with the side of Flip right here.
Thank you.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Come on out to the art show.
Get to know.
You are a patron.
I am.
Legacy Box.
Oh, I love it.
Get to know it. Get to know it. The ultimate solution for preserving your precious memories. Don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate in a hot, oh God, talk about hot, damp, musty box. Don't let that happen this summer. That's for the birds, baby. With Legacy Box's
Oscar's
Save Your Tape
birds.
Sale, you can easily access and protect those memories forever for only $9 per tape. It's like magic. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. The professional team will digitize everything and return it to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing your past into the present and preserving it for the future. It's great to see parents and kids and childhoods. We've all used it. We all love it because you can't put a price on memories. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer.
Hello.
I just looked at the clock. We're going to have to keep this a little brief today.
Yeah, we got time for just like one.
Okay, watch out. This is happening in South Carolina, but it's spreading. It's a scam that is so simple, yet so effective, and I would probably be fooled by it too. Scammers are going around. They've printed out QR code stickers, and they're putting them on parking meters.
Oh, no.
And so people see the parking meter, scan the QR code. It prompts them to pay, and the pay goes directly to the scammer.
You see one more QR code, you assume somebody associated with the parking lot did it. You instinctively just want to trust it, and if you want to just do it and kind of pay as you're walking to wherever it is you go, I can see this being something people fall for pretty easily. We're so used to the self-service, like you go into a restaurant, scan this for your menu, you know, scan the QR code to get to the site and all that. We're trying to reduce printing stuff out, so it makes a lot of sense.
So all the money goes to the scammer, and you end up getting a ticket anyway because you haven't paid for the parking.
You're looking for these scammers. They're also accused of spitting on and biting people on a train in Ocean City.
But on a bus. But only people that have QR codes on them.
Exactly.
Mike, that's all I've got today.
Hey, will you bring back tomorrow the comedy episode? Because I saw this.
Yes.
Some of my heroes are on that list, and I'd love to linger on that on the flip side, and we'll get to it on time.
And I don't actually agree with the list, so I wanted some discussion with
okay.
you guys.
Okay. All right. That's
our point.
Yeah.
I'd like you more reason to linger. Longer.
So,
we'll
do that and then come to the board meeting. We're also going to talk about it there.
Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Michael Barazay. So long, everybody.
Hey, before you go, United Airlines, I'm the airport commission. We're going to build a new, the last order of business, we're going to build a new terminal here. Let's just get through this real quick.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show.
Real quick.
Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.